Good evening. The show begins with a conversation about the Board of Peace announced by the Ambassador to the United Nations for the United States, Michael Walls. It's a 10-point plan said to come from the Trump administration. Features the Board of Peace, made up of experts, technical experts, apolitical technical experts, from a wide variety of choices, not named. This would supervise the management of the rebuilding and the reorganization of Gaza through 27, and then to be replaced by, we can suppose, Gazan citizens who are trusted. There is no mention of what security will be provided. There's mention of the World Bank as a source of revenue for the rebuilding. Conversation with Bill Raggio and Hussein Haqqani and David Daoud separately. There were many questions raised about what it could achieve, why Hamas would stand back, an unarmed Hamas would stand back. Mr. Trump presented it as a take it or leave it, but that's a negotiating position, according to Mr. Trump's reputation as a negotiator in Manhattan. Never do a deal you can't walk out on at least once, or something to that effect. Very hard-nosed. Board of Peace. Tony Blair was initially mentioned as a chairman of the Board of Peace. His name is still in the air, but no confirmation. Gaza needs everything. Asking some of my correspondents if Hamas prefers it this way, the ruin of Gaza City. And the answer is, depends on what its needs are. If it can fight effectively in ruins, yes, they'll prefer it. It's hard to believe that this could go on for years, but that is the consequence of disasters at this scale when the gunmen are still on the loose. How many gunmen? I was told last week 5,000 effective force. The 20,000 that the Israeli newspapers use includes teenagers and auxiliaries, meaning women. We'll see. Less than half the Gaza Strip is now available to Hamas. And turning to other matters that are pressing, China, for example, I speak to Steve Yates and Charles Burton about the struggles of the Chinese Communist Party now to control its own population. They're banning pessimistic remarks on the social media. They're also worried very much about what happens next with their manufacturing and their statistics. It's not a good picture. At the same time, Taiwan's vice president was in Europe making an appeal to the European Union to pay attention here. China's the predator and aggressor. I speak with Steve Yates about this. It is unclear if Europe has a fully formed understanding of what a threat China is. I spoke to Steve about how China effectively can accuse Europe of being the colonializers who wrecked Asia, the 100 years of shame. And Steve admitted acknowledged that is part of the trash talking that goes on routinely in Asian media. Don't trust the Europeans and the Americans. Conversation also tonight about other matters besides Gaza and China. Turn our attention to South America and Brazil. There's a meeting of the United Nations on climate in the Amazon at Belém. And of note, the indigenous peoples of the Amazon and of the Americas are traveling there, some by boat, some by bus, to look for uniform treatment of indigenous peoples living in the environment that's being damaged by illegal mining, illegal wood cutting, forestry, logging out. I spoke to Ernesto Araújo about it. It's a worthy topic, needs exploration. Climate will affect all of those lands, but most especially, indigenous people need a uniform conduct by the different nations. Amazon touches many nations, not just Brazil. Also speak later on to John Hardy about Ukraine and the offensive that Russia's launching these days, barrage of attacks on energy nodes. Half the day is now without electricity in Kyiv and other large cities. More in smaller cities. So they balance homework and cooking, And when it gets dark, it gets dark, but CNN is reporting a cold and very dark winter, trying to force the Ukrainians into a position to negotiate to Russia's maximalist demands. Bad story. Edmund Fitton Brown joins in comment on Hezbollah reawakening, rearming, Gaza, extremely dangerous, Board of Peace, lots of missing pieces, Syria, al-Shara in the White House, not given fanfare, but certainly in the White House, to ask for a lifting of the Caesar sanctions from 2019. That is not something the White House can do by itself. It needs Congress. It was an act of Congress. Al-Shara represents Damascus, but they're a very, very non-transparent Damascus because he is a former or present al-Qaeda leader. And the al-Qaeda veterans or present al-Qaeda are in his government in Damascus. Bill Raja makes a salient point. He's got to clean that up. He's got to prosecute and jail people who've killed the Druze and the Alawites since they moved into Damascus. Later on, Ahmad Sharari comments on Syria and what Shara wants. He's worth watching. He's 43 years old. He's very slick and going with his hat out. And I think the diplomatic community wants to repair him, wants to keep him viable. There's so many questions to be answered. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.